This year's Fringe Festival is peppered with experimental dance events. Some are in studios, others are in enormous spaces like Drexel's Armory in West Philly. One work by celebrated choreographer Boris Sharmatz combines intellectual concepts and intense physicality. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports it invites audiences to sweat right along with the performers.
Imagine a group of 24 dancers moving almost frantically on stage for very short intervals, some of their movements vibrating with one another as each dancer starts the journey from a different seat in the middle of the audience. That's the interaction French choreographer Boris Sharmatz creates with his dance La Levée des Conflits, the elevation of conflicts.
Piece Levée des Conflits is a very strange piece. It really came from an idea that a big group of dancers would be moving, but what would be created would be almost a static object, like a sculpture, a moving sculpture.
Sharmatz is more than a choreographer. He's a dance force in Europe. He's part of a deliberate effort by the French government to create experimental choreographic centers across the country, says Nick Stuccio, director of the Fringe Arts Festival and a former dancer.
It's a federally funded system of 19 choreographic centers. Imagine that, around the country of France. Each center has an artist as artistic director. They're given four-year posts. And they are allowed to experiment and to research their craft. And the result has been an enormous impact globally.
A lot of difficulty because you relax to go down, but as soon as you relax the knees, but this is...
As part of his Philadelphia performance and residency, Sharmatz led a workshop and rehearsal with 24 of Philadelphia's top dancers. They were preparing for a public performance outside the art museum. It's not an easy rehearsal, and it takes some artistic guts to try on Sharmatz's dance style.
My idea of choreography is that it should be a frame for collisions. Instead of thinking choreography as a clear, clean frame design, I think it's to set up a situation with some clear lines, some design of it. But chaos, accidents, experience, even improvisation is part of the choreography.
In his search for displacement and controlled collisions, he once created a dance where the performers put pants on their heads.
And then with your right eye, you see a little bit on the left, and with your left eye, you see a little bit on the right. But you don't see in front. It's awful if you want to just perform and see each other. So you're alone, you hear your breath, you don't know where you go. And the dancers, they bump into each other sometimes. We are like phantoms, and we hear the others a little bit. And I love that, I must say. Choreography that is not just clarity, but also chaotic way to think.
Makes sense, says Stuccio, because Sharmatz, like other contemporary choreographers, see dance as a part of the fabric of our everyday, somewhat chaotic lives. Sharmatz's Levée des Conflits runs tonight and tomorrow night at the Drexel University Armory. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.